Praise the Lord. Now you can hear me. Amen. Now we're learning to turn to our spirit. Now we're learning to take Christ as Lord. Now we're learning on Jesus and be free from all struggling and strife. Amen. Let's read the title of this message together. The exercise of the Spirit for the release of the Spirit. Okay, with a title like that, we're going to have to read it again. Amen. The exercise of the Spirit for the release of the Spirit. Amen. Very good. Okay, two key words in this title, and I'm going to start here. And we're just going to keep going. Amen. First is exercise. Haven't you been enjoying the exercise of the Spirit all week?
Amen.
Message after message. Amen. We've been receiving so much help. Amen. How to exercise our Spirit.
Amen.
Did your concepts get broken this week?
Amen.
Yes, right? Hallelujah!
Amen.
The Lord wants us to exercise our Spirit.
Amen.
And we're in the training to learn how.
Amen.
Oh, this is marvelous. Well, what did that word imply? Force. 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 Going against yourself. And strengthening, right? The strengthening of one spirit. I want a buff spirit. I remember one brother shared that testimony. I want a buff spirit. Lord, give us a strong spirit. Okay. Well, this is mainly a matter of what? Of what? The will, right? Did we see that? The will. Force. Choose. Exercise. I don't feel like it. Doesn't matter.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
I'm tired. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
That's not an excuse. I don't have the time. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Forget it. Just choose. Amen. Let's make this choice. Also, it's a matter of what? Practice and perseverance and learning. Do you want to learn? Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Of course you do. That's why you came here, right?
Amen.
Okay. Now, how about this word release? I think we have a lot of concepts here. And hopefully the Lord will be able to remove some of these concepts from us, even remove some veils. Well, release is the spontaneous result or issue of an exercised and strong spirit. And it's experienced when we simply go along with the Spirit, in our spirit, to do whatever He wants to do. It's simply going along with the Spirit who's moving in our spirit. When He moves in your spirit and you go along with that, something is lived out. Right? Either speaking, right? A thought, a feeling, a decision. Something is lived out.
Amen.
Well, when we live that out, when we go along with the Spirit, that's the release of the Spirit.
Amen.
You know, anyway, I think I had a lot of concepts, you know, coming into the church life. I thought it was being loud, right? Well, it helps, right? Open your mouth. That helps. It helps to what? Exercise. Stand against yourself, right? But that's not the release. The release is when the Spirit moves in you and you cooperate with Him and you move with Him, you go along with Him, and something's lived out. That's the release of the Spirit.
Amen.
I hope we all go home looking for this experience. Actually, this training isn't over. I hope we have this experience here and now, even while I'm speaking with you.
Amen.
You know, the Lord Jesus is living and present in our spirit right here, right now. And you know what? He's moving in us. And He has a lot of feelings of what's being said right now. And, you know, He's going to move in you. You just need to go along with Him. You might have to confess something to the Lord, right? It might be that when we're done speaking, you have to come up to the mic. Because He moves in you in that kind of way, right? Well, what are you going to do? Release your spirit.
Amen.
Go along with the Lord.
Amen.
Give Him the freedom in your being.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We love you, Lord. Well, what's the problem? What's the problem? Okay, we have lots of layers, lots of things that imprison the Lord. You know, Lord Jesus is living in our spirit as the spirit, but we have this thing called the body with world consciousness. And we have this thing called the soul or the self with self-consciousness, right? And in the deepest part of our being, our innermost part, the hidden man of the heart, our real person, you know, a lot of times he's just trapped in there. He's just tied up in there. Is your spirit tied this morning? Lord Jesus, you think he's happy being imprisoned in our spirit? No, we need to break out. You know, if you're thinking about going home, what you're going to do, or maybe that you're tired, that's the body with its world consciousness, you know. You know, you're just ready for something else. Maybe you're thinking of some worldly entertainment you'd like to be doing right now. Well, guess that? That's your body. That's a layer. And guess what? That's tying your spirit. It's binding it. He wants to move, but your spirit's bound. Okay, I got to go a little faster than this. Self, the self, it also binds. You know, if you find yourself comparing yourself to others, oh Lord, guess what? The spirit will have a very hard time moving in your being and being lived out. What is that? You're just self-conscious. So you're either thinking yourself highly over someone and criticizing them, or you see them and you go, I can never do that. What's that? Self-pity. It's just the self. But the Lord wants you to speak. The Lord wants you to sing. The Lord wants you to live Him. Lord Jesus, break through all these barriers. You know what happens once He is released? You just have God consciousness. He moves in your being. He flows in your being. He anoints your being. And you go along with Him. And His presence determines everything. His presence determines everything. Oh, Lord Jesus, we're here to learn. Amen. Well, our relationship with God is in the Spirit, okay? He's not in the heavens. A lot of us, well, He is, but anyway. Our relationship with Him is in our spirit. But who is this person in our spirit, right? Well, let me tell you, according to the outline here, He is the one who is constantly moving, working, and acting. And I really appreciated seeing Him in the Bible as I was getting into this message. In the Bible, He's described as a river. A river! Amen. From Genesis to Revelation, a river! Amen. You know what a river is doing? Flowing! Amen. Rivers flow! Amen. You know what's in your spirit? A river! John 7:38. He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall what?
Flow.
What? Rivers of living water. Do you have rivers of living water in your spirit?
Amen.
Is he flowing out?
Amen.
Or is he dammed up? Is he hitting the barrier of the self and the world, the body, the flesh? Lord Jesus!
Amen.
We're here to let you flow out. Okay. Also, the anointing. And I really enjoyed this. Oh, the anointing. Can you believe God is likened to oil that's been compounded with spices and that is always moving gently in our being? You know, 1 John 2:27. I'm going to skip a little bit. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. Oh, He's not in there stagnant. Anointing, that's a gerund. It implies it's always moving. It's a noun, but it's a verb. He's the Spirit and He's moving gently to what? To saturate, to permeate your entire being. And He's in our spirit, but He wants out. He wants to saturate into your whole being, your mind, your emotion, your will, even your physical body. But the only way He can get out is if we would go along with this gentle anointing. Sometimes He's like, real softly, go to the mic, prophesy. I don't know what to say. He hasn't moved that far yet. He just moved a little bit. Get to the mic. Then you get to the mic. And you're standing there. And you don't know what to say. Well, he moves a little more. Or actually, he might change speeds and flow out as a river. Well, that's okay. Just go with him. Oh, Lord Jesus. And then finally, I'm going to give you this portrait of him. He's a burning fire. He's a burning fire. Oh, Lord Jesus. 2 Timothy 4:6-7. For this cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. Right? For God has not given us a what? A spirit of cowardice. That's just a layer. That's just yourself. But of what? Of power. Of love. Sober-mindedness. So with the first part, he has given us a spirit, right? Clearly. All right? And then we need to fan it into flame. What's that? That's the exercise of the spirit. Where's the release here? The spirit of power. The spirit of love. The spirit of sober-mindedness. When it flows through those channels, what do you get? Power. Amen. You get love. Amen. Real love. Amen. You get sober-mindedness. You have God's perspective on everything. That's a sober mind. Amen. That's the release of the Spirit. In these two verses, you have the exercise. What's the exercise? Fanning. What's the main thing for fanning in a flame? We heard this already. Opening.
Amen.
Opening. We need to open the layers of our being.
Amen.
First one, our mouth. Oh, Lord. Are you open?
Amen.
Oh, Lord!
Oh,
Lord! Oh, Lord! Then our heart. We need to open our heart.
Amen.
Oh, Lord!
Oh.
You know what? When that fire in us gets fanned into flame, all the things that tie our spirit get burned away.
Amen.
Get burned away.
Amen.
You know what fire's for? Burning!
Amen.
Burn away all the things that tie our spirit! Lord Jesus, we don't agree. It's for shining, of course, it's for enlightening, but principally it's for burning, consuming all the things that don't match Christ in our spirit. Right? All the things in our soul that don't match the Christ in our spirit. Lord, burn them away! Give us this kind of exercise and this kind of release. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know what's the best way to open up to the Lord? We can sing to the Lord.
Amen.
We have oil in our lamps. We are burning. We have oil in our lamps today. To the Spirit. Oh, Lord, keep us turning. Keep us turning, turning all the way. Oh, Lord, amen, hallelujah. We are burning, burning every day. Oh, Lord, amen, hallelujah. Turning, turning all the way. Our cooperation is all the Lord needs. Cooperation in this message is synonymous with opening. Opening your whole being to the Lord. Singing is a very good way to open your whole being to the Lord. It involves everything, right? This is a good way to open to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Well, our cooperation is wonderful, but I'd like us to leave with another word. Responsibility. Responsibility. We all have a responsibility. The triune God has chosen our spirit to dwell in. He's chosen our tripartite vessel to be expressed through. So we have a responsibility to exercise our spirit and release our spirit. Do you like responsibility? That's okay. Let me tell you, this response, it doesn't matter because you have it. This responsibility you have. Well, 2 points on responsibility here. One, you already have it. Is God in you? You have it. He's in you. The hand is in the glove. It's your responsibility, right? Okay, secondly, this is the most enjoyable responsibility anyone could ever have. Because the one in our spirit is the most enjoyable person in the universe. Let me illustrate. Brothers, if I invited you out to a buffet, you're like, oh, yeah. Some woke up, I think. You know, and I paid for you, but I told you, I just want to get my money's worth. What would you tell me? We're going to put him out of business. Right? The buffet is there. Your responsibility is just to eat it and enjoy. Well, what's Christ? Oh, he's described as the unsearchable riches.
Amen.
The unsearchable riches are here for us to feast on and enjoy. You know, when we go along with him, oh, praise the Lord. We're refreshed. We're filled. We're satisfied. This is my kind of responsibility. Now, sisters, I don't know how you do at a buffet. I live with all girls, you know, my wife, two daughters. I always feel like I'm losing money at buffets. Just never feel like I came out on top. But what if I gave you $100 and I told you, you have a responsibility. You have to go buy a pair of shoes. How about some heels? Oh. And you have to invite your two best friends to go with you. Oh, you know it. You know it. My little girls. Okay. Just one. Oh, Lord, I'm going to totally run out of time. Lord Jesus. Amen. Sorry, we'll talk about that after. Amen. So, I'm trying to follow the anointing in my spirit. He's moving on. I'm going to move on. Amen. Lord Jesus. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, amen. Lord Jesus, where am I? Hallelujah. Very good. Oh, this is actually scriptural. Ephesians 3:2. The word here is stewardship. And that word is oikonomia in Greek. And that same word is used in 1 Timothy 1:4, oikonomia. God's economy, oikonomia. Right? Well, on God's side, it's his economy. But when he dispenses himself into your spirit, he has entrusted you with himself as the life-giving spirit to what? To carry it, to be one with him for his economy.
Amen.
Well, that's your stewardship. That's your responsibility. But how is it described here? It's called the stewardship of the grace of God. It's the stewardship of enjoying the Lord. Oh, what a responsibility. Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. I got to keep going. I really enjoyed that, though. Amen. Lord Jesus. Okay, I have an illustration. Amen. Okay. Angel, Joseph, come up here. And then a few brothers who are playing basketball. Come on, it has to be quick. Come on. Any brothers play basketball? Come on. Just come up. Give me three more brothers. Okay, Angel. Sorry, brother. He's going to represent Joseph's spirit. Okay? But Joseph hasn't been exercising and releasing his spirit. Oh, Lord. But he got together with some brothers because there's a final today, as you all know. Amen. And they wanted to pray. Stand in here. Angel? No. Angel, yeah. Yeah, get in there. All right. Okay. I think I wrapped you up pretty good.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, brother. You think the Lord's happy when we tie him up? Are you happy, Angel? No. I should put something over your head.
I have a hoodie.
That's okay. Okay. So, don't move. You can't. Okay. Even though you're the most powerful being in the universe, you're limited to his will. And he's been ignoring you all day. He didn't even have morning revival. He chose to do some homework, play some video games. Who knows what? Okay, so you just stand right here. Okay, brothers, you're here. Okay, you're good. You're good. Okay. But these brothers invited you to pray with them for the final. Amen.
Amen.
Wait, can you see his spirit? Okay, that's his spirit right there. Okay, here you go. Brothers, please pray for the final today and for one another while you're taking it. And then every time you release a short prayer, please, we don't have time, short prayer, you pass the ball, pass the ball. Now, you can't use your hands, okay? But when it's his turn, you pass it to him. Okay. And then, well, don't throw it too hard, okay. And then, you can't pray again until you pick it up. Okay, so you have to pick it up. Okay, you get it, and then you pray again, and then we'll do like two laps. Okay, go ahead.
Amen, Lord. We give the final to you today.
Amen.
We want to get more of the word into our being.
Amen.
We want more of the word in our being.
Amen.
We give us with life.
Amen.
We give ourselves to be constituted with the word.
Amen.
We give you this final.
Okay. Who's ever been in student coordination? It looks like this. All right, you want to try that again? One more time.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
We love your word.
Amen.
We want more of your word.
Amen.
Lord, we want more of your word.
Amen.
We love your word.
Amen.
We are the living word of God.
Amen.
Please dwell in us.
Amen.
Oh,
amen, Lord.
Okay, hold on. It's too much. We gotta release his spirit here. Amen. Sing to us, Joseph.
We have oil in our lamps today.
Okay.
Feel the spirit of
Lord. Amen. Okay. Okay, sorry. We gotta keep it short. All right, now pass it to him. And, yeah! Or release a prayer, brother.
Amen. We want to enjoy you during the final.
Amen. Okay, that's good. That's good. We don't have time for more. Okay. I'm out of time. But do you see the illustration here? When we go to the meetings, when we come together, let's release our spirit. Let's deal with the layers of our being. So that the Lord has the freedom to do whatever he wants to do.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, just a couple more minutes. Where and when do we have the opportunity to exercise and release our spirit? Okay, did you guys notice something though? I changed the word from responsibility to opportunity. Did you notice that? Yeah. Isn't that amazing? When you're enjoying the Lord, responsibilities become opportunities. Oh, how about the meetings of the church? I'm going to start here. The meetings of the church, the Lord's table meeting. How do you come into the Lord's table meeting? Amen. 30 minutes late, all tied up. You know why? Because you can't move so, the Lord can't move so fast. It's like this. You got there 30 minutes late. You know why? Because you tied him up. But if you had woken up in the morning and started rejoicing and enjoying the Lord, let me tell you, you'd get there on time. Let me tell you, when you're there, you'd have a song to sing. You'd be calling hymns. How many college students call hymns at the Lord's table? Okay, I don't, that's enough. We need to turn that around. We need to learn to exercise and release our spirit.
Amen.
Who's been in the Lord's table when all of a sudden it gets silent? That's probably because this basketball got passed to you. And you're like, it's not my responsibility. It's the older brothers. No, it's your opportunity.
Amen.
Let's turn it around.
Amen.
Let's exercise and release our spirit.
Amen.
How about the prayer meeting? Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, this is our opportunity to what? Crush Satan's head.
Amen.
Loose God's will on the earth.
Amen.
How many of us have our spirit tied? Such an extent, we don't even go. We don't even go. 400 of you, right? Of us. You know, and I know Tuesdays for some reason are like really hard, especially right before the prayer meeting. Let's make a choice. Let's exercise our spirit. And when we get there, when the ball is passed, let's catch it and release something. Don't think! Don't think about it. Just release whatever is in your innermost being.
Amen.
Follow the anointing. Amen. How about the prophesying meeting? Oh, hallelujah. Do we all stand up and speak? Are we wrapped up? I can't speak as good as that other person. You know? Lord Jesus, this is our opportunity to build up the body of Christ by speaking forth Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus, and by speaking Christ into others, let's exercise and release our spirit. Okay, so how can you take these opportunities? Well, clearly, the meetings of the church are the overflow of our daily life. Clearly, we have to come released. You know, when we are enjoying the Lord throughout the day, from the morning time, you know, we all wake up bound. You know why we have morning revival? To exercise and release our spirit. So he can do whatever he wants to do in our day. That's to give him the practical preeminence in our life. Right? And guess what? Throughout the day, wherever you're going, exercise and release your spirit. Then when we come to the meetings of the church, guess what? God is expressed, Satan is destroyed, and the body of Christ is built up for the preparation of the bride, and the Lord comes back. Does that sound good to you?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to turn this over. Amen. Have you found your human spirit? It's connected to your mouth. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. That's the way to let him out. A spirit is, and the two spirits are one. Amen. How about we all stand up and let's declare, not just read, but declare Roman numeral 2 of this message. We must exercise our spirit
by praying, praising, rejoicing.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. All right. Under A, Emmanuel covered this. What is the best way? The best way for us to exercise our spirit? Not just sing. Sing praises to the Lord and to overflow with singing. To overflow. You know, there's many ways to exercise our spirit, right? Many times, when something bad might happen to us, we might go, "Oh Lord Jesus," right? We might call him Lord. That's good. But you know what? When we sing, we really get out of ourselves, and not just sing. Of course, there are many types of songs. Though I love you, Lord, my life seems all deformed. That's a good song, but sometimes if we sing that song, we might not be too encouraged. But what about singing praises? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give Him the glory. Great things He has done. Well, let me ask you, this morning we had the brothers' fellowship on singing and praising in morning revival. Don't answer this out loud or raise your hands, but in your morning times with the Lord, how many of you before this college training,
last semester, during a normal week, would use your morning time just to read the book, the morning revival. How many of you would sing? Would sing in your personal time to the Lord, with the Lord, do you sing? Do you sing? Not just that, do you praise? When do you praise the Lord? Do you praise the Lord on Lord's Day morning? Or do you praise the Lord in your morning time with the Lord? There's a verse, Psalm 119:64. It says, seven times a day, I praise you. Seven times a day. You know, the wonderful thing, and I think the brothers mentioned this morning, what is, on the one hand, praise is so high, but on the other hand, no matter what our condition is, we can always praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know why? Because praise is not dependent on our condition.
Amen.
It's just dependent on the Lord.
Amen.
And who the Lord is. You can be down in the dumps. You know what? That's the best time.
Yeah.
We can praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah for praise. All right. Ephesians, in Ephesians 5, right? You know those verses without looking? 5:18b through 19. What does it say? Yeah, 18b says, be filled in spirit. Be filled in spirit, right? Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We're going to have an illustration on this. Okay, point one. We must learn to pray and to praise by singing, which will issue in a real deliverance. You want a real deliverance? Pray and praise by singing. Liberation, release, and strengthening of our spirit. If we speak to one another by singing a psalm, hymn, or spiritual song, our spirit will be exercised and the spirit will come out. Amen. The spirit will come out. Hallelujah. Amen. Want to let the spirit out?
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's go to B. Let's read this all together. This is a really good one. To release the spirit, we must learn to rejoice, pray, thank, and praise the Lord so that the spirit will not be quenched. All right, you know 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 19? Without looking, you know what it is? Always rejoice, unceasingly pray, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Don't forget verse 19. Do not quench the Spirit. You know, when we've come up here to Alliance Redwoods for the last few years of the college training, and up until this year, you know, the internet connection has been really bad. And various people need to register for classes. There's a lot of things that we need to do, even during the college training, you know, that you need the internet connection for. If you don't have the connection, you can't do anything. And people get really desperate. I mean, students come in. Last year, the camp had to call the internet service provider. They had to come out. They brought their trucks out. They're trying to find the problem. Well, you know what? We get desperate when there's no internet connection, right? But we may not be that conscious when there's no connection between us and the Lord. We might not even know what's going on. So Emmanuel uses this word responsibility. Responsibility. You know, the Lord, He wants to download. He wants to dispense lots of riches into our being. But you know what? It's our responsibility to provide the connection. It's our responsibility. What do we have to do to provide this connection? Well, according to 1 Thessalonians 5, three things. In fact, we should never lose our connection. Everywhere we go, we should maintain this connection. We may not have internet, but we can always be connected with the Lord. So what do we do? What does it mean to not quench the Spirit? Well, it's these three things, right? Which are what? Always rejoice, unceasingly pray, and in everything give thanks, all right? Just remember RPG, not role-playing game. But rejoice, pray, give thanks. That's right, rejoice. When we take care of our responsibility, then the Lord has a way. The Lord has a way. There's downloading going on. There's dispensing. But this is our responsibility. We need to maintain this connection with the Lord. Amen. Also, especially, on this point of thank, right? It says, giving, in the Bible, it says, giving thanks at all times for all things. All times for all things. One characteristic of degradation, in 2 Timothy, it talks about a lot of different characteristics of a situation of degradation. And one of the characteristics in 2 Timothy 3:2 is unthankful. Unthankful. This is just a basic example, and I believe many of us do this, but every time we sit down for a meal, this morning when you sat down for breakfast, did you thank the Lord? Did you thank the Lord for the food? Let's go against the current. The current is no thankfulness, but we should be those exercising our responsibility to do what? To thank the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's why that song is good. We sang it this morning, right? Good morning, Lord Jesus. It has a lot of thank yous, right? Thank you for today. Thank you for my spirit. Thank you, I can pray. Amen. We need to thank the Lord. That's how we maintain our connection with the Lord. Now, on the positive side, we have these items that we need to do to maintain our connection with the Lord. On the negative side, we have to be careful because there are some connection killers. There are some connection killers. Some of them may be more obvious than others. But as it says in B1, it says, if we are loose and careless in our speaking, in our attitude, all right, not just your speaking, but just your attitude. You might not say anything, but certain kind of attitude. And in doing things, no matter how small they may seem, we will quench the Spirit. All right, this connection is very fragile. It's very fragile. It requires, on the positive side, that we open, that we rejoice, that we pray, that we give thanks. And we also need to be careful. Our speaking, our attitude, how we do things. Because this will kill the connection. This will quench the Spirit. On the way up here, I was with some brothers. We were in the car. We were having an awesome time. We were praying for the college training. We were pray reading some of the verses on the memory sheet. Matthew 24, 45 and 46. That's the one. Who then is the faithful and prudent slave, right? We were some very exercised prayer. Then we had to pull off. We had to stop at the grocery store to pick up some materials for the college training. So we stopped at Safeway, we're there, and we got our items in the checkout line, and, in order to get at the grocery stores, in order to get the discount, you need their discount card, right? And, so there's no Safeways where I live in Los Angeles. I don't have a discount card. So I'm there, it's the automatic checkout line. And I didn't have a checkout card, so I asked this older lady who was waiting in line behind me. I was like, hey, would you mind if I just use your card, so that I could, And the way those cards works, right, is, you accrue points. So, it's advantageous to scan more items on your card. So I asked her, and she said no. I was like, So I didn't say that much. I didn't say that much. I was like, you know, hey, I'm from Southern California. There's no Safeways where I live. I wanted to give her a lecture on how advantageous it would be to her if I scanned my items on her card. But anyway, some things worked out, and then the store clerk came over. She's like, you're not from the area. Anyway, she scanned something for me. But you know what? Just a little attitude. I didn't say that much, but it was just the attitude. And you know what? We get back in the car with the brothers after that. We were having some awesome prayer. And you know what? We started to get back at it again. But you know, it was just flat. It was just flat. It just wasn't the same. It just took a little, something very fragile, just a little older lady there. Just saying no. And then boom, connection lost. So you got to work it back up, you know, Lord Jesus, amen. Lord, we repent. Lord, cleanse us in your blood. Come back to the Lord, build it back up. All right. Now here's something. Fill in the blank, right? This is a question for the sisters. Fill in the blank. Nothing quenches a spirit as much as blank. I heard it. All right, yeah. Nothing quenches a spirit as much as a little gossip. A little gossip, all right? Okay, this, you know what? Okay, here, let me illustrate. All right. Can I take you three brothers here from George to Caleb? You brothers have good lungs? All right, come up here. Give up a balloon. Give up a balloon. All right. So, you know, in Ephesians 5, right, it says, be filled in spirit, speaking to one another. Right? So, all right? So we have the balloons, right? Okay, this is like your spirit, all right? Say the balloon is like your spirit. All right? Now, as the audience, we'll praise the Lord, call on the Lord. Amen. As we do that, you know, it's like being filled in spirit, right? Amen. So you can be blowing up the balloons, okay? All right, ready? So I'll say call on the Lord, then you give it a blow. And then we'll call on the Lord together. Then they'll blow, all right? Then we'll say, praise the Lord. Then you give it another blow. Okay, ready? Okay, let's call on the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, stop. All right? Let's say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, that's good. How about, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Okay, look. These brothers are filled in spirit, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say, if we were on the way to the meeting, these brothers were calling on the Lord, praying. By the time they get to the meeting, you know what? They're filled.
Amen.
They're filled. They're ready to overflow.
Amen.
All right. But.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Okay. Now there are some definite killers, right, that can kill our spirit. All right. Okay. Hold on. Is someone leaking air? Okay. So there are things that we're aware of, all right? There are sinful things, there are defiling things, things that we shouldn't be doing. You know what? We might see something on the internet. Okay, hold your balloon up high, brother. We might see something on the internet. We might go certain places on the internet, and you know what? Yeah, it just kills. It just kills our spirit. All right. Okay. Now. Yeah. Don't worry.
Thanks, brother.
Okay. Now, there are other things that may not be so obvious. You know what? Do we need to fellowship? We do need to fellowship. But you know what? Sometimes, quote, fellowship is actually gossip. All right. Now, and we'll talk about that. All right. But okay. You know. You know, there's some saints, they're enjoying the Lord, all right? But then, yeah, then, you know, we start talking, all right? Hey, Hey, did you see what that brother was wearing? All right, let some air out. You let some air out, right? All right, stop. I think you wore the same thing as yesterday. Let some more air out. I could tell because there was a dirt stain on the back of his pants. All right, let some more air out. Okay, look. All right? So, just by a little gossip, all right, the spirit got deflated. All right? The spirit got quenched. All right? So thank you. Thank you, brothers. Thank you, brother. Amen. So there's things that are obvious. You know what? They can really pop your balloon, pop your spirit. But this matter of gossip, how do you know the difference between gossip and fellowship? All right? Gossip and fellowship. Well, sometimes it's necessary, right? We have someone we're caring for. We need to fellowship about their situation. But we know the difference if after we talk, there's a sense, I need to pray. All right? If afterwards you feel like, saints, let's pray, then you know what? That was fellowship. But you know what? If after you talk, you don't feel like praying, that was gossip. All right? So our horizontal fellowship should lead us to vertical fellowship. And if we are really exercising our spirit when we fellowship with one another, then it's very easy to fellowship with the Lord. If not, our balloon just gets deflated. All right, what about the brothers? What about the brothers? What's an air leaker for the brothers? All right. What we're going to talk about is joking. Joking, huh? What about that, brothers? Is that right? That doesn't mean we need to be stiff, formal, never smile. But there's a line. There's a line, you know? There's always, you know, someone cracks the first one and then you want to one-up them. And then, you know, you keep going. Eventually, again, even maybe after an awesome college meeting, you know, and then, you know, your balloon was just full, but the jokes just start going around. And not only is your balloon deflating, but you're deflating other people's balloons, right? So we have to be careful. It's easy to quench the spirit, but it's easy to be filled in spirit too. Okay. Number two, even a little disobedience to the inner sense of life can quench the spirit. We must learn to not quench the spirit in our daily life. We must learn. Amen. We're here to learn, right? I'm sure we all have failures, but we must learn not to quench the spirit. Where? In our daily life. In our daily life. For sure in the meetings, but much more in our daily life. Number three, the basic matter is that, again, what? We must learn. Learn how to open ourselves by rejoicing, praying unceasingly, and giving thanks in everything so that the Spirit may burn within us. Amen. The Spirit may burn within us. And this has already been touched. Actually, we'll have a little bit of time for you to overflow. Let's read Roman numeral 3 together. By opening and releasing our spirit, we can express and manifest God. Express and manifest God. We've touched that this week. The brothers have touched this. God's intention and purpose for us is that we would express Him. The right way for a Christian to take is to exercise the Spirit, contact God, receive the Lord, and express Him. If we release our spirit, the very God who is in our spirit will automatically be released and expressed. So again, the goal. Why do we do this? Why do we exercise? Why do we release? Why do we guard against the spirit sappers? Why do we guard against the things that decrease and deflate our spirit? And why do we exercise to rejoice, to pray, thank the Lord, cooperate with Him? What's the goal? The goal is that God would be expressed. The goal is that His purpose would be fulfilled. And let's read the focus together. As we read the focus, we can have the mics come up, and then we have a little bit of time, huh? Looks like just we end at 10:30, right? Yeah. So we have about 6 minutes, maybe if 12 were to come up and share 30 seconds each, all right? All right, let's read the focus together. We are responsible to exercise our spirit, to release the spirit in the church meetings by praying, praising, and singing so that God may be expressed.